As our children leave for their Sunday school this morning, I want to invite you to turn to the front of your bulletin, if you would. I have a visual aid. On the cover, we have a digitized inkjet version of Henry Asawa Tanner's work called Daniel in the Lion's Den. We've allowed this spiritual of Daniel in the Lion's Den to kind of anchor our service this morning. You heard the story in our children's message, and I want to share with you an insight by this African-American artist whose story is a powerful one of lions and faithfulness. Henry Asawa Tanner was born around 1860 during the latter half of the 19th century. He lived in America. He died in the 1930s. He spent most of the remaining portion of his life living in Paris, France. I tell you that because this is significant to his depiction of Daniel. Henry Asawa Tanner faced his lions in his life. He faced the lion of race and racism in America. As he attempted to find his way as an artist and a person of letters and as a photographer, he continued to run into opposition and inhibition. He began to run into opposition to his work, and eventually he found mentors and helpers and patrons in the church. A son of an African Methodist Episcopal pastor, faith was always an important part of his life and his efforts. But by the turn of the century, the opposition and the lions that he faced in America were just too great. And so he joined the community of African American exiles living in Paris, who found in Paris a place where they could do their work and learn what they needed to learn and write what they needed to write without the opposition and the overlay of some of the conflicts that were so rife in American culture. There, Mr. Wanamaker, the founder of Wanamaker's department stores in Philadelphia, found Henry Asawa Tanner's work and offered to support him for time, and in the process funded a trip to the Holy Land for this artist. While in the Holy Land, he rediscovered the depths of his faith and what it might mean. You may have seen his painting of the Annunciation, of an extraordinary work of a humble Mary interacting with the angel who is speaking with her on the edge of great things. You may have seen his work called The Banjo Lesson, of a grandfather gently teaching his grandson how to play the banjo. Another work that is known is called The Humble Poor, of a father and a son gently praying over just a simple piece of bread. And so, too, he painted Daniel in the Lion's Den over a period of 4 years. If you look through the history of art, you will see that most depictions of Daniel in the Lion's Den, and there are many, depict Daniel as somehow having a secret access to God. Daniel is facing away from lions, and there's a light cast down on his face, and there is a zone of light around him, and the lions are all docile and separated and afraid, lying in the corner. There's another depiction famous of Daniel preaching to the lions with a light on him. I kind of wish I had that power. That every time I preached, I could calm the lion in you. But each of those depictions, from kitsch sort of Sunday school drawings to beautiful paintings by Rubens and others, Daniel seems to have a secret individual relationship that saves him. Until Henry Asawa Tanner, who heard and saw something else in this story, and you see it in the painting before you. This light that both he and the lions share is not unique to him. In fact, his face is hidden from it in the shadows. And you see some lions kind of creeping around about to attack, and yet there's another lion here whose face comes into the same light that Daniel is looking at as well. His face comes into that light, and he looks more like a puppy, like my little Lily puppy at home. Not exactly a lion. This little docile lion with whom Daniel has a relationship, which is so key here, that Daniel seems to be almost interacting with these lions around him, but from a place of deep-centered peace. And so that which tames the lions in his midst is not some secret power that only Daniel has, but a sense of peace from within that he shares with that which would destroy him. So too we. We don't need secret power to live our lives. We need to participate in the peace of Christ within us, and from that place of peace and centered confidence in God's grace and love, we turn to the lions around us that would attack and destroy, and we calmly work redemption in them, not by overcoming them, but by simply staring at the same light and welcoming God's peace in the midst. Daniel, so we, in the lion's den of life. Amen.